Hey, it's snowing. It's Christmas, it's New Year's Eve. It's cold, it's snowing. Saw a ladybird last night. Now, I wouldn't say this. I'm just, you don't need to see it. If you want to see it, go see it, but you don't need, it's like, it's kind of whatever. For something with like 98 tomatoes. I'll say it, if it's between Jumanji and Lady Bird, you feel like I gotta go. I can only see one more. I mean, I say go see him, but go see Jumanji then sneak in the Lady Bird. I would go in that order. Jumanji first, then Lady Bird. If you're gonna go see Phantom Thread, I would just see that alone because that takes a toll. Movie of the year? I still haven't seen The Post. I haven't seen a couple of movies. I've seen a lot of movies, but there's a couple more I want to see. But I still say Florida Project, movie of the year, by a huge margin. This is. I got into a thing at the Lady Bird. This is my last one. This is the last time I'll do this. I promise, Jacqueline. She doesn't like it. Makes her uncomfortable. It's not a good idea. I get it. This guy would not shut the fuck up. Guy behind the whole time he's got to make comments. And it's performative because he's doing it at conversation level, and it's like he thinks he's making jokes that are adding to the movie, which he is not. Jokes in the movie were lacking, but his jokes. And Jacqueline's got this thing. She's like, let me handle it. I know she knows that she sees me freaking out about ready to fucking. And then she turns around, shushes twice. And every time, each time this guy just like laughs at all. And I turn around and I'm like, stop talking. Look right in this fucking asshole's eyes. Stop talking. Then he laughs at me. I turn around like, what's funny? He's like, so it was funny, so I laughed. And I said, shut your fucking mouth. And guess what? Silence. He started getting chatty again at the end, but it was pretty much over. But that's the last time I'll do that. There was a little on the way out. He gave me a wave, like, "Ha, look at me." And I said, "Thanks for shutting up." And then he acted like he was going to come, and then acted like his girlfriend was like holding him back. It's kind of hard to act tough and like that your girlfriend can hold you back at the same time. Hey, who's going to fight at Lady Bird? But I won't do that anymore. I shouldn't get into altercations with strangers now that I'm on television. Because it's like I'm a television personality at this point, right? I've been on TV twice. It was the one time, but aired twice. Then it becomes a TMZ, and they act like I'm just because I'm a huge television star. I shouldn't be afforded the comfort of everybody else at a movie theater. And that's shut up. If you talk at the movies and you listen to this, stop listening to this. I don't like you. I that's how hard of a stance I have against talking at the movies. It is a disgrace. It's the breakdown of society as far as I'm concerned. Listen, and I mean, if I go see a Fast and the Furious and there's people talking, hey, I went to see Fast and the Furious, people are gonna fucking talk. If I go to see like a friend request, the shitty horror movie about Facebook. They don't think they use Facebook's name, but it's a. And people are talking. All right, I went to the idiot movie. I'm at this faux indie. They're trying to. It's supposed to be. I guess it's semi indie. It's part indie. Is it? I don't know what. To me, an indie means no. You can barely see it in a theater. This was at a regular theater, but. It's indie-ish. It's coming of age. And it's grainy. So I guess that makes it indie. Man, people love that fucking movie. All right. Let's see if there's any news. But yeah, now if I'm in the theater and somebody's talking and you're there, it's up to you. It's up to take it on, because I'm hanging up my spurs. Mother sues school district over voicemail mocking special needs daughter. The school did this. Well, you know what the biggest problem in the country is, according to our president? Political correctness. Pennsylvania is suing local school district claiming teachers mocked her daughter who has disabilities. She could coal mine. She could be a good coal miner. She has a pretty smile. Her teeth are crooked. She can walk. I don't understand. These are some of the insults that were allegedly left on the voicemail by her teachers? Jesus fucking Christ. Where was this? In Claysville, PA. Well, that sounds like fucking nowhere. Claysville, PA. I never heard of it. And I spent some time in Pennsylvania. But, yeah, I used to get called dumb by my teacher. Well, they call me dumb. This is a Catholic school. I was a kid. I was dyslexic. They hadn't diagnosed that yet, because this is Staten Island, where these teachers rather go on a smoke break than give a shit. And so they would call me dumb, but they would call me slow. They would call me lazy. Do a bunch of shit in front of the class. They're real fucking asshole people. I found out my first grade teacher died a couple of years ago, and I said, ah, that's fantastic. She was a real piece of shit, and just a dickhole all around. And I was reading the little obit for, like, oh, I was like, oh, maybe she was just new, because you can't, you know, like, you realize later some of these, like, elementary school teachers you had were, like, 22 years old, and at the time, they're just grown-ups, right? And then you're like, oh, she was, like, 22 years old at the time and just didn't know how to handle kids and was, like, frustrated and just an asshole. And it's like, oh, no, she'd been teaching, like, 15 years at that point. It's like, fuck her. And not glad that she died. Other than, you know, everybody's got to die. I don't know how old she was when she died. I forget. Was she going to live forever? I'm sorry that my first grade teacher didn't live forever. No, yeah. I'm not going to go visit the grave. Not weeping. Police release swatting call video of a man shot to death. This was like, when he's like, as a prank, someone says, hey, there's a, this was like a hostage thing, the swatting call. So they said, hey, there's a hostage in this house. Then the cops just show up and they end up shooting a dude. Now, the prank is fucked up, but also, you just go shooting on anybody's 911 call? That seems a little much. Shot to death as a result of a hoax. It does sound like the shot's kind of fucked up. Unless the guy had a gun. Did the guy have a gun? Evening by an officer Thursday evening was unarmed, but he had put his hands by his waistband multiple times during the command to raise them. Whew. Well, he's confused. Oh, boy, that's a mess. Erica Garner died. Rest in peace. Erica Garner, daughter of Eric Garner, who was murdered in Staten Island. Arizona lawmaker wants to tighten leash on fake service dogs. People are very... I'm always happy to see an animal. I don't mind service animals. I don't understand what everybody's like. What are you serving? Just it's a dog, motherfucker. You don't like a dog? I like a dog. I tell you, it's snowing here, which means nobody's going to pick up their dog shit. But that has nothing to do with service dogs. All the dogs shit and piss all over the fucking place. That's an owner thing, not a dog thing. So I never blame a dog for that. But bringing them into the store, what do I care? Wait, is it really that big of a... It's some of them are fake. But, like, the person doesn't really need the dog to go out. Some of them need it. But, I don't know. I gotta go. I'll see you fucks tomorrow for New Year's Eve. I have no New Year's Eve plans. It's going to be cold. I might just stay home. A stay-at-home New Year's Eve is pretty good. Give it a go. You get to not do anything. See you tomorrow. We love you.